Next, let's talk for a moment about child stars, in particular, child music stars. Michael Jackson was 9 when he became a star. We're listening to ABC, the Jackson 5's number one hit from 1970. And then there's Stevie Wonder.
Clap your hands just a little bit louder. Clap your hands just a little bit louder.
Stevie Wonder got his start at age 13. Now, these days, all it takes is a video going viral to make a kid famous. But when it comes to pint-sized entertainers, internet fame doesn't necessarily make you a star when you grow up. Brandon McFarland reports.
You've all heard of those child performers whose uber-involved parents are convinced their baby should be a star. YouTube is the perfect vehicle for that. Parents can just upload a video to YouTube of their kid's act. The cuter, the better.
You might be the one for me.
Exhibit A, Lil Peanut. This 7-year-old rapper has the swagger of a teen heartthrob and the manners of a southern gentleman. He's been rapping, singing, and dancing his way to millions of YouTube views, and recently made the leap to a daytime television cameo, performing on The Ellen Show.
You might be the one for me.
This kid has more charisma in his baby teeth than most people could ever dream of. Think Kittens on Tabletops meets Star Search. The challenge for young entertainers is sustaining a fan base that tends to outgrow them quickly. The careers of other young rappers like Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo went downhill after they hit 16. Jeff Rabhan, chair of the Clive Davis Department of Recorded Music.
The 12-year-old girls that love the 15-year-old boys, when they turn 15, they don't love the 18-year-old boys. They love the 22-year-old boys.
Adults aren't as fickle as kids. That means it's a safer bet for a musical youth to go straight for an adult audience. Mini Daddy, age 9, specializes in reggaeton, a genre engineered for shaking your booty on the dance floor. In his music video, El Niño Más Bonito, he's outfitted with dark shades and platinum chains. He's even got 2 8-year-old girls in cut-off shorts dancing behind him. And he's earned 4.5 million views on YouTube. I don't know what the kid's saying out of those chubby cheeks, but the shock value of watching him puts him right up there next to the chain-smoking toddler. But the flame of those viral videos is usually short-lived. A word to aspiring musicians. Becoming a novelty almost guarantees the next effort will flop. It's a laughing at you, not with you kind of thing. Here you are thinking you've arrived. And to your so-called fans, you're a spectacle. And when they stop laughing, your 15 minutes of fame are over. People will look at anything on YouTube, but there needs to be a strategy in place to catapult an amazing talent. Like Willow Smith, actors Will and Jada Smith's 10-year-old daughter. Little Willow, due in large part to her inherited celebrity, is the only kid that has a reliable shot at longevity right now. But Lil Peanut and Mini Daddy have a foot in the door and more fans than they started with. Now they just need to maintain the hustle that goes with that flow. For NPR News, I'm Brandon McFarland.
Brandon McFarland is a music journalist for Turnstile, an online news service from Youth Radio. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.